wore red for y'all. Good morning. It is truly a good morning. We have been extremely blessed so far. I'm so thankful to be here with you at Tuscaloosa Church. Your dear pastor and his wife, I do thank you for your hospitality and having me once again. Believe it or not, I've been here, I know, four times, and I think five times. Several of you, I've had the pleasure to shake your hands, and you said, it's nice to meet you. And I say, you too. But I think I've met several of you. The brother said last night, you know, you got to hear something 27 times for it to sink in. Maybe you got to meet somebody 27 times to remember, hey, good to see you again. So I say this morning, it's good to see you again. We have met together this morning in the Lord's name. And what a great name we have gathered in.
Amen.
To lift his name up, to praise him, to magnify him. What a daunting task for a man.
Right. Yeah.
These brethren are good brethren because the Lord has blessed them. And it's good to meet you too, brother. I never met Brother Shannon and his wife. It's good to be with them. And at the end of the day, I know because I look in the mirror so often, they're just men.
Yeah, amen.
They're just men. And that's why I'm drawn to a short scripture this morning I'd like to share with you in Ephesians 3. And there is so much compounded and packed in here, and I'm not going to try to take these brethren's time to unpack it or to try to even expound on it. But I want to try this morning for our sake to set up the realization, if the Lord's not in the matter, this is all for naught.
That's right.
If the Lord's not with these men to anoint their thoughts, anoint the words that come out of the mouth, and anoint your ears to receive and your heart to be open, this is all for vain.
Amen.
But if the Lord's in the matter,
That's right.
He will be exalted. He will be magnified. And I hope that's our prayer. I hope that's why you've come.
Right.
That's why I've come. The brother, he might have been 2 weeks ago. Been a while since I've been here. And I was so impressed to pray. Not once, not twice. I'm talking about it. This meeting has stayed on my mind continually. And I've thought about that. Maybe because I needed it. And I'll tell you what, he delivered me last night. I experienced a revival last night. And I needed it. I hope we all experience that.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, we all do need it.
Amen. That's right.
Paul here in Ephesians 3, I'm jumping again right in the middle, but I want us to consider Paul's mindset as he says this. He says, verse 7 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, whereof I was made a minister. Mm-hmm. Men are made ministers from God. God does this.
Amen.
Paul was made this. And he says, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, giving God all the glory, all the praise. This all came from God. This was not of me. It's what he's saying. Right. He says, but it is unto me, verse 8, who am less than the least of all saints. I'll tell you what, that's the struggle as I stand here.
Right.
Because I have this viewpoint, I don't deserve, there are much more able ministers than me. I'll say, Brother Charles, I love hearing brethren that have lifted me up in the past, and I know that I'm not able as they are. But I'll tell you what, it's not of me. It's the Lord.
Yeah, right. Amen.
It's the Lord. And that's why Paul points this out. Paul's no one special as he looks at himself in the flesh. And I'm going to tell you, if you got a man that stands in a pulpit and thinks he is something special, he needs to get out.
That's right.
Amen.
It's the Lord. He's the focus.
Yes.
Paul says, I'm less than the least. He said, I don't deserve this. But yet, this is God's will.
Yeah.
So we thank Him, we praise Him, and we trust Him and obey. And sometimes that is so just radical.
Yeah.
Is this grace given, he says, to this less than the least of all saints that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? There are riches in Christ that we as mortal men that walk through time, we are just skimming the surface.
Right. That's right.
But I'm going to tell you what, the surface for us in this time can be so deep.
Yeah.
It can be so overwhelming. See, we can only really handle the surface. Even when we think we're deep, even when we think that we have experienced, I'll tell you, and it's glorious times. I've experienced it here this week. We just experienced it in the song service.
Amen.
Those are moments that we get glimpses of heaven. I'll tell you what, we can only handle the surface. But the surface is glorious.
Right. Yeah.
Let us continue. Pray with me. Is what I'm asking.
Right.
I've been praying for weeks. Not to lift myself up. It's the Lord's been reminding me.
Right.
You know, I find myself so often. I do construction. And so often I'm on equipment. And it's loud. And things are. I mean, you got to be attentive. And I'll have moments in my day that the Lord just shows up.
Right.
And I wasn't looking at it. I think so often about Paul on the road to Damascus. Wasn't looking, and the Lord just shows up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then my thoughts begin to flood. And I begin to just, as I'm working, so much is going on, and I begin to just think and pray. And I'm like, wow, where did that come from? It came from you, Lord.
Right.
You know, we can do that as we sit here and listen, as we sit here and look. As we sit here and sing, we can do that. So let us continue to do that this morning. That the Lord would use these men, these mortal men, less than the least. Bunch of Tennessee guys, bless their heart, to come speak in the name of the Lord. That is amazing. Let us pray. So much can be said, Lord, but you know our hearts. I pray, Lord, that the hearts of this people, that I've asked you to prepare it, Lord. Help us to encourage one another. I pray this morning be to your glory. And we try to take note of it. We leave here rejoicing. Forgive us, Lord.